Why, good morning, good morning. How's everybody this morning? Praise God. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the house and to all of those mothers that are not here, to all of those mothers that have gone on. We want to say happy Mother's Day, and not only happy Mother's Day, but we want to say thank you.
Amen.
Mothers, thank you.
Amen.
Because I'm one to say without mama. Oh, hallelujah. But nevertheless, I just want to say to the congregation, thank you, congregation, for allowing me to come in again and to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Good to see Brother John Leggett,
amen,
as always. Praise God. Good to hear his voice in the audience. And just good to see Brother Feaster and all of the brothers here at Raven Street.
Amen.
And all of the sisters, as always, it's so good to see all of you. Praise God. Good to see the congregation. I was unable to make it down last month. I had terrible back problems, but God is the God that we serve.
Amen.
And God delivered me from that. And today, I feel 100% better,
amen,
if not 110% better. Amen.
Amen.
I just feel wonderful. I was back in the Midwest over last week. And my brother Michael, you know, most of you know Michael, he told me to tell you guys, Brother Leggett and Sister Leggett especially, and the congregation, hello. I was there at the congregation he worshiped with in Lansing, Illinois. And it was a treat to see. I came back with a renewed spirit, amen, because to see a congregation steady growing is a beautiful thing. And busting out walls and building new buildings and just growing. So it did my heart good to see that, because sometimes we can become so discouraged seeing the things around us sometimes. And so then when we see that the Lord's church is steady growing,
amen,
steady growing, amen, and praising God. I mean praising God. Like nothing I've ever heard or seen. By the time I got to the pulpit, all I could do was just give the plan of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Them brothers had sang, and, you know, it was just really praising God. And so I had a wonderful time. Church, this morning, our lesson text was taken from the book of John. John, the 19th chapter. And we're going to start in verse number 25 for emphasis sake. I want to thank the young brother that read the scripture. That brother, every time I come down, it looked like he's just growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger. Amen. John 19 in verse number 25. For emphasis, the Bible says, standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. I would like to use as a subject entitled this morning, "You Are the Greatest."
Right.
Mothers, you are the greatest.
All right. Yes,
this sermon is useful to all of us, because we all have or either have had mothers. As with all God's best gifts, as life, as air, sunlight, water, mothers too are given freely to all, both rich and poor.
Okay.
And so our mothers this morning, I want you to know that you are special. You are special to us because of all the people in the world, we are most indebted to you, mothers.
Amen. Amen.
Of all the people on the planet, we are most indebted to you for our existence. And no one else loves us with that special kind of love.
Yeah.
Though Mother's Day is probably an invention of some man or restaurant owners or so forth, but we know that in 1914, they made it a public holiday. The lady that came up with this was Anna Jarvis, I believe her name was. And so we realize that this day has been set aside in this country for mothers. Churches all across the country right now is celebrating this great day. Restaurants are celebrating. Homes are celebrating. Mothers, we want to say to you this morning, again, thank you. You are so special to all of us. We want to thank God this morning for giving you to us. Mothers, again, you are special. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In Ephesians 5 and verse number 20, the Bible says, giving thanks always and for everything. The Bible says, flesh of her flesh. God has honored mothers to be co-workers with him in the creation of a new life. Though, of course, the mother's part in this work, namely carrying the fetus and supplying nutrition to the fetus, is far less than God's work in designing the child and creating and framing together each part of the child. Psalms 139 and verse number 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Mothers are a marvelous design by God, both physically and mentally, to be God's co-workers in producing and bringing up children. Mothers, you are a marvelous design. Amen. All of us were once a part of our mother's flesh, of their flesh and bone of their bone. And even after we are old, our mothers still, in some measure, consider us a special part of themselves. In Isaiah 49, in verse number 15, the Bible says, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. No matter how old a child may get, no matter what a child may do, no matter what a child may say, a mother will never forget that child. Now, fathers might forget that child, amen, but a mother will never let go. We see this all the time. A father can say, just let that boy grow up and find his way. A mother will say, no, just hold on, baby. It's going to be all right. A father say, let that boy don't need anything else to eat. A mother say, no, son, just wait till papa go to sleep. I get you some. You know, a son can go off to college. A daughter go off to college. Spend all their money, blow all their money. Father say, well, he blew it and that's it. Mother say, no, son, I get you a check in the mail. Mother never lets go. Never lets go. Amen. When a child rejects or rebels against his mother, it's extremely painful, church, to her, because she views it as her own flesh fighting against herself. That's why we see mothers, when kids rebel against mothers, mothers are so hurt. Our father just say, well, you know what? You on your own. Amen. But a mother can never let go. This is because God designed it like that. And I thank God for mothers. Amen. Amen. And I thank God that they are so marvelous designed. Amen. Amen. For the same reason, God is beyond your imagination grieved when we reject him. Mm-hmm. See, a mother and God is co-workers in this thing. All right. And mothers, that's why it grieves mothers so hard when kids rebel against them. Yeah. And we know it doesn't bother the father as much as it does the mother. Right. Young people, when you rebel against your mother, when you are defiant, when you raise up against your mother, it hurts your mother as if she have been a part of her have been torn apart. Yeah. Right. Mothers grieve late into the night. Father lay over and just go to sleep. Amen. In Isaiah 1, verses number 2, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his mother's crib, but Israel doth not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards because of this special bond. When a child dies, the mother feels that a part of her have died. Likewise, God will not allow any of his own to go to hell. In 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Right. As some men count slackness, but long suffering. Right. To us, Lord, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yeah. Much like the mother. Mm-hmm. Much like the mother. Mm-hmm. Now look at the mother's sacrifices. The agony of childbirth is the result of Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3:16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Children can often be very selfish and demanding. That this leads to a one-sided relationship of sleepless nights. Missed meals and silent heartaches as mothers accept his selfish demands, forbears his stubbornness and foolishness, and grieves over disobedience and rebellion. Children sometimes can be very selfish. All of us demand from our mothers. And guess what our mothers do? Guess what they do? They try and get it. They sleep. Amen. Mothers. Fathers, different story. Next money's your money. Amen. Amen. But mothers, they no matter what a child does against a mother, a mother is always there. Thank God for mothers. Mothers will lay up and can't sleep at night, knowing that their children is out, knowing that they out in the street somewhere. Father sleep. Mothers can't sleep. Even though the child has rebelled against them. Even though the child is selfish and the mother has given them everything that the mother can give them. But yet the mother, when you know, you would think that the mother would say, you know what, let him just go and let him. Mothers just don't do that. Right. And that's why when we see in our culture, we see today when mothers abandon their kids, it really hurts. But we see a society today where most single parenting by mothers is common. But when mothers leave their kids, it hurts so bad. Amen. Because this is just not normal. Amen. And that's because that's the way God designed mothers. Amen. Like God's love, a mother love continues unceasingly whether the child is present or absent. In 1 Samuel 2 and verse number 19, the Bible says, moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Like God, most mothers do not make a big deal about their ceaseless love, nor is their love conditional. And because of this, many of us take their love for granted, when we should rightfully have repaid them even more because they go or give so freely. Most of us take mother's love for granted. Mama just supposed to do it. Amen. And just like many of us just take God's love for granted. God just supposed to do it. Amen. But a mother is so special because she just worked tirelessly, ceaseless. Amen. And she gives unconditional. Amen. Look around you. Look around you today. Look at who's doing the majority of the work. With children, look around us today in our society. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for soccer moms. Amen. Thank God. Women. Amen. Let me help you out here a little bit, women. Women work all day. They take care of the house. They take care of the kids. Generally, they take care of paying all the bills. They take care of everything. Amen. And so God designed them like that, that they can go on. Now look at her joys and her griefs. The mother's greatest joy is her child. Just one little smile, kids, or one little gesture from her own child is better than praises of others.
Amen.
You want your mother to be happy? Just give her a smile. Just give her a big hug, young people. Love your mother.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Those of us that have lost mothers can tell you.
Yeah.
Amen. When you lose your mother, I mean, come on now.
Right.
Amen. Praise God, because you know that something has, that you have lost that connection like you will never have again, no matter how many wives you have. It doesn't matter. You will never have that connection again.
Right.
So kids, young people, right now, give your mother a big smile. Give her a big hug. A merry heart is good. A merry heart is good medicine. Amen. You want to see your mother strong. You want to see her vibrant. You want to see her vitality. Just give her a big hug.
Amen.
She don't require much.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way God designed it. And that's all God asks of us.
Amen.
That's all God asks of us. God don't require a lot from us other than just to give it all to him.
Amen.
Because he has so freely given to us.
Amen.
Mothers have so freely given to us unconditional love she has given us. Amen. You love your mother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Honor your mother. Esteem your mother. We must remember that no one or anything else can replace our care and love for our mothers. Nothing else.
Right.
Nothing. Love them. Amen. 1 Timothy 5 in verse number 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Amen. Not only should we take care of our mothers, we must obey our mothers.
Amen.
Colossians 3 and verse number 10. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obey your mama. Because this is what pleases God.
Yeah, right.
If I cannot obey my mother, I don't care how old I am. If I cannot obey my mother, I cannot please God. I don't care how much I give. I don't care how many times I go to church. I don't care how many times I sing. I don't care how many times I pray. If I don't obey my mother, my parents, if I do not obey them, I cannot. God is not pleasing with me. Do we understand that? And you know that there's too much defiance today. And it's not, and let us get this straight now. It's not just these young people. It's some old folk too.
Amen.
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 That treat their mother. That treat their mother like a dog. Really? Steal everything they got. Wear them out. Disrespect them. I see grown folks sitting up in the presence of their mother cussing. Disrespectful. I see grown folk bringing other grown folk in mama's house. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Bringing they love us in their house. That's disrespectful. That's dishonoring my mama. And God cannot be pleased with that.
Amen.
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 God is not pleased with that. And so it's not, don't get it twisted. It's not just the kids.
Yeah.
Amen. It's grandmothers sitting up getting abused like that.
Yeah.
And then again, a lot of them brought it on themselves.
Well.
Amen. Because as parents, as mothers and fathers, we ought to demand respect. There is just some things that you cannot and you will not do. Amen. It's one thing. We can no longer just continue to put up with this stuff. Amen. Because and then we wonder why a lot of times our kids are so disrespectful. Amen. Because we have allowed them to be so disrespectful. Amen. That's why it's important. You got to catch them when they're down there. You got to catch them down there when they are forming. That's called them formative years. We got to catch them now and there. It's too much little, you know, like I tell kids, parents all the time, what makes you laugh today will make you cry later.
Amen.
All of this little hoochie coochie and all that little stuff, shaking their little butt, running around, that you got to stop it. Amen. I don't know how I got there, but I got there. But anyway, we got to stop this stuff. Amen. If you want respect, demand respect. Amen. It was just some things I couldn't do in my house, in mama's house, rather. Amen. It was just some things I couldn't do. But for some reason today, parents believe that they got to be some type of friend or something with their kids. Amen. I'm your daddy. Amen. So it's just some things that we have to do. We have to demand respect. Amen. Amen. We should show acts of kindness to bring joy to our mother's hearts. We can learn a lot from the wise man Solomon, how to show kindness to our mother in 1 Kings 2 and verse number 19. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her. Now watch what Solomon did. Solomon bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne. But now watch this here now. And caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. You see, that was a symbol of honor. We ought to honor our mother. That was a symbol of reverence, and that's what we ought to have for our mothers. Yeah. Our mother ought to be set on our right hand. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We ought to literally bow in front of our mother. It's a symbol of honor. Amen. We ought to honor our mother. Yeah. And we honor our mother shows respect for our mother. Mm-hmm. We ought to respect our mothers. Amen. When our mothers walk in the room, they ought to demand our attention, never saying a word. Why? Because they are co-workers with God. Because God says that we are to honor them. We are to honor them. And this is what pleases God. Now, if I want to please God, I will honor my mama. When she walks in the room, I will honor my mother. Everybody know that this is my mama, and she will know that I love her. Amen. When she walk in the room. Yeah. Solomon, hey man, Solomon showed honor to his mother. The king sat on his throne, got dominion over a whole kingdom. But when his mother walked in the room, Solomon bowed to nobody, but he bowed to his mother. Yeah. Yeah. When mama come in the room, you are straighten up. Just like a soldier. Amen. When mama come in the room, mama ought to be shown honor. Amen. We ought to lift mother up, esteem mother. Amen. When she walk in the room. Amen. 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 How many of us do that when mama walk in the room? Amen. Amen. We can especially learn how to treat our mother from our Lord and Savior at the cross. John 19, 26, from our text. Yeah. Look what the book says. Look what the book says in John 19, 26. I want us to look at this, and then we're gonna head on towards a close here. I know it's Mother's Day, and everybody want to get out of here today. So I'm going to let you out today. Amen? When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." In verse number 27, and he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. The disciple whom he loved was John. Into his care, Jesus placed his mother. Most likely, Joseph was dead by this time, because Joseph had not been mentioned in the Gospels very much. Mary and Joseph had four other sons. But Jesus did not place her in their care because they were non-believers in John 7 and verse number 5. But look what Jesus is on the cross at Calvary, and his earthly possessions, even the clothes he wore, had been taken away from him. His mother, the most precious possession his enemies could not take away. And for her, he arranged provision. Why? Because that's his mother. That's his mother, church.
Even on the cross, as he began to die, as the shadow of death covers him now, Jesus made provisions for his mama. Amen. He thought about his mama. And not only did he think about her physical care, but he thought about her spiritual care. He gave, he says, John, take care of my mama. Take care of my mama, knowing that John was his disciple. He was the one that Jesus loved. That great apostle, that apostle of love. Jesus says, take care of my mama. Take care of my mama. See, when you love your mama, when you honor your mama, no matter where life takes you, mother is always, always on your mind. And so Jesus says, John, take care of my mother. Amen. In Deuteronomy 27 in verse number 16, cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother, and all the people shall say amen. Amen. Amen this morning, church. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. Cursed is he. Amen. God pronounces a curse upon you. God pronounces a curse upon you. And let me tell you something. We'll get there in a minute. The difficult period. God in his wisdom has ordered it such that our parents will one day be old and helpless, and commanded us to care for them. God commanded us to care for them. Too many parents have worked a pole. Let mothers have worked a pole fingers to the bone. Have gotten up early in the morning. Done nurse babies. Done raised their babies and done slept 3 hours for the last 40 years every night. Done sacrificed their own health for the health of their children. Have given up everything they got financially. Have given it all up. Some mama sitting in this room right now ain't had a vacation in 30 years. Raising kids and now raising grown folk. Ain't done nothing. And when that mother, that grandmother get old, they have to depend on the system. They have to be pushed into a nursing home. They get old and they have to sit in their own house by themselves. I'm too busy to stop by and to see him. I got too much going on. I can't get there. Ain't got time. Mothers have given it all unconditional. And now the system got to take care of them. And when the Bible, God have commanded us, he says, curse it. Curse it. And we wonder why our society has gone mad. Don't blame it on the kids. Don't put it on these young folk. Put the blame where it rightfully lies, on us old folk. Mamas done got old now. A lot of them can't even fend for themselves. And not only do we neglect them, that's why Jesus says pure religion, undefiled is this. Visit the fatherless and take care of the orphans. But look what he said. And take care of the widows. Those that are widows indeed. Curse it, the Bible says. And we wonder why. We wonder why. We wonder why we're so jacked up. Why we're so messed up. There's a curse on us. Where's a curse on us? I'm talking about Christian folk. You go over to the convalescent home. It's full of Christian folk. Talking about she crazy. She ain't crazy. You lazy. You're cursed. Amen. Amen. Can't take care of our mamas no more. Lord, don't want to. Amen, sister, you said it. Don't want to. Amen. So the Bible is clear, people. And no mother got no business being on the system. And you got 5, 6 working kids. Lord, help us. Help us. They ain't got no business in no convalescent home. You got 5, 6 working kids living in big fine homes and mama in a little room. Mama can't even dress herself. Mama can't even get the proper nutrition. But I'm too busy. Bible says clearly that, look what the Bible says, cursed is he who dishonor his father and mother. Because we are special to them, they are very sensitive to any hurts from us, and we must be extremely careful not to hurt our mothers. By doing or saying insensitive things. God in his own wisdom has ordered it such that our parents will one day be old people. So that we can be reminded of their love and care when we were young and helpless, and that we learn to repay kindness. That's why we do it, church. We can be reminded of, every one of us ought to be reminded of what mothers have done for us. Count them nights. I remember when I was a teenager, hard-headed, rebellious. My daddy, boy, go to sleep. And you know what? I'd come through the door and my mother would be standing there. She didn't know whether to cry or start fighting. Most of the time she started fighting now. Then she cried later. Amen. But she never went to sleep. And you know, something interesting, I was just back east and I was talking to my brother about this. And we was driving from Chicago down to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And so we driving along out there. And you know, my mother wouldn't go to sleep. She was, and she wouldn't go to sleep. It's dark, man. Everybody's sleepy. Mother would not go to sleep. She'd find something to talk about. And every time she'd doze off, she'd bounce back up. At one point, she bounced up and saw and said, you know, they called me brother. She said, brother, you hit that man. She thought I'd run over somebody. Man. But you know what I told my brother? I said, Michael, you know what? She's just watching over us. Mm-hmm. We her babies. That's what mothers do. Yeah. Now, if that had been me, I'd have been asleep. She couldn't sleep. She didn't sleep going, and she did not sleep coming back. Amen. But that's what mothers do. Because of the difficulty of caring for them when they are old, we need to prepare for it by first learning to honor the old. Leviticus 19:32, Proverbs 23, and verse number 22. Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long. On the earth. This is the first commandment with a promise. Have you ever noticed something? You ever noticed something that kids that disobey and dishonor their parents? Two things happen. They suffer and they die young. Look around you. These no good, they suffer, but a lot of times they live, but do they suffer? I got people right now that I'm witnessing this. I've seen this over and over and over again. Can't kick that drug habit. Health is gone, destroyed. Can't get no help. Can't get nothing. And mama is gone on. And here they are. They are suffering. Life is a wreck. Life is a mess. And that's what this promise is. The Bible says, look what the Bible says. Honor thy mother and thy father, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, that you may be well, and thou mayest live long on the earth. You want longevity. You want a quality life. Honor your mother and honor your father. Respect your mother. Respect your father. Because this is what pleases God. And in return, God can hear your prayers. Amen. God can't hear our prayers if we dishonor our mother. God will never hear our prayers. Some of us might have problems with our mothers. We need to get that stuff straight. We need to get it right with our mothers. We might have disagreement. Get it right. Because you don't get a second time at this. You don't get a second shot at this one. Amen. Honor thy parents. This is one of the Ten Commandments written on the tablets of stone. Honor your mother. Amen. To honor your father and mother is to discharge faithfully the duties the child owes them.
Amen.
Obedience, number one. Yes. Respect, number two. Yes. Reverence, number three.
Yes.
Tender care, number four. Support in old age,
amen.
Number five.
Amen.
Kindness, number six. Love at all times,
amen.
Number seven. The likeness of a mother. She is like a teacher. The right kind of mother teaches her children to walk with the Lord. Stay away from ungodliness. She is like a nurse. A nurse looks after her patients with diligent care. She goes to the person she is taking care of at times when she feels like someone needs to be taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Mothers sick, but they neglect their own health for the welfare of their children.
Amen.
She is like a counselor. She gives the best advice one could get, and it's always free. She's like a friend. Young folk, the best friend you're going to ever have on this planet is going to be your mama. You'll never have a better friend than that. Because Jesus says, greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends, Jesus said, if you do whatsoever I command you to do. And that's the same thing with a mama. A mama, you don't have to worry about it. She will lay her life down for her bad children. Now, just bad children. Terrible children. You're the greatest, mothers. You're the greatest.
Yes, sir.
You're the greatest.
Yes.
Many people have come to the Lord because of mothers. I hope somebody come today. Who manifested Christ to them, wise as that mother who prayed and worked to the end that her children can see Jesus in her actions. You want to see Jesus? Look at some of these good, godly mothers. You want to see Jesus? You want to see a picture of Christ? See, we don't give mothers enough. We don't give them enough recognition.
Amen.
We really don't.
Amen.
We really don't, Brother Lady. We really don't. And we really need to, because they work tirelessly. And what they do is so unconditional. They are fuss. They tired. That's what tired people do. They fuss a little bit. They're fuss. But I can guarantee you, you know one thing, and let's bring this on to the church. You can count on mamas. You can, if you want something to move in the church, call on mamas. Call on these sisters. These sisters will get it done. I'm just trying to help you out, sisters. I ain't trying to preach no new doctrine up in here. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. But if you want to get something done, you call on the sisters. And guess what? They're going to be fussing the whole while they're doing it, but it's going to get done. Brothers going to fuss and ain't nothing going to get done. They're going to tie the whole church up. Sisters just go right on and they pick up and go on and do it. That's their nature. Their nature is finisher. They're going to finish the tasks that have been set before them. Mothers never give up. They never stop. They never get discouraged. They keep moving. Thank God for mothers.
Amen.
Mothers, you are the greatest. I know you're the greatest.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in the pulpit, because of my mama.
Right.
And women like my mama.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Now, I heard some good sermons, but it's that TLC that I got from women.
Yeah.
That TLC, tender, loving care.
Yeah.
Brother can give you the same words, but he just give it to you a little bit brutal. He want to get this thing done and get it over with. A mother got time for you.
Right.
Amen. You don't have to be her child, but she got time for you.
Amen.
Thank God for mothers.
Thank God
for mothers for bringing in kids. And mothers have led some, I'm telling you, because of mothers' love. So many have come to Christ.
My Lord.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm a product of that.
Amen.
Sister Stephen. On Sister Stevens. Well, she took a whole lot of time with me because I was a rascal. And she never belittled me, never said anything bad. She never gave up on me. She just said, boy, you need to go to Jesus. Her daughter, Sister Flack, never gave up on me. Now, man would have gave, long gave up. I was a rascal.
Amen.
Never condemned me. Praise God. If you're here this morning, you're not right with your mothers. Get right with your mothers today. Mothers, you're the greatest. And don't sell yourself short. Mothers, grandmothers, demand respect. Demand it. Young mothers, catch them down there. Stop them now. And you have less problems when they get up there. Because you know, when they get about 10 or now, you know, they look grown anyway. They look grown, so they think they grown. Stop them right now. If you're here today, you're strayed from the family of God. Come back by repenting of your sins, allowing the church to go to our Heavenly Father on your behalf. If you're here and you're not a child of God, you can come to the gospel. You can come to Jesus Christ. Be buried in water baptism by way of faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. By confessing the sweetest name on mortal tongue, and that is Jesus Christ, to be the Son of God. And not only that, but repenting. Make a mental decision this morning to repent, to turn from your wicked or bad ways and turn to the way of God. Make a mental decision to come out of darkness into this marvelous light. And in this, oh, it's beautiful. Let me tell y'all, this is some beautiful stuff. Amen. And then be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. God will wash you up. Mark 16 and 16, I love it. Jesus says, he that believe, now that you believe, he that believe and is baptized shall be saved. You ain't going to get saved until you go through the water. Amen. You got to go through the water. I'm so glad this morning that it is Mother's Day, and I just want to encourage all of the mothers, the grandmothers, please, please, demand your respect. Demand it. Because our culture have kind of got sidetracked, and we've left it. We've left it. Our kids, we got to demand it. Don't be scared of these kids. Don't be scared of them. Amen. Just grab them by. And you know what? You can discipline kids just by loving them sometimes. Amen. And most of them just need a little loving. We're going to stand and sing the song of encouragement. I encourage you to give your hand.